State tax changes could chew a sizable hole in the city of Charlotte's pocketbook. That was the message staff had for city council members at their annual retreat today. Two changes, one last year and one proposed this year, have the city worried. WFAE's Ben Bradford explains.
Last year, the state legislature cut the business privilege license tax, one of the few local taxes a city could levy. It was also as incomprehensible as its name suggests, says Charlotte City Manager Ron Carley.
It was a tax that did not make sense.
Still, without a replacement from the legislature, the loss leaves the city expecting a $16 million hole in its next budget. That's about 2.5% of total spending. But Carley told City Council he won't recommend raising the property tax to fill it. They might not have a choice if state lawmakers enact another change under discussion to the sales tax. Right now, each city and county in North Carolina gets a cut partially based on how much is collected there. But Mayor Dan Clodfelter, a longtime state representative, explained there's a problem.
All of the sales are concentrating and aggregating in a few urban areas, and so what was intended to be a local sales tax to support local government across the state has become a sales tax that supports a few local governments. That's the view of those who want to change it.
So lawmakers are discussing redistributing sales tax money evenly based on population. If lawmakers made that broad change, Charlotte would lose another $29 million. But actually, it would be even worse, Carley said.
The worst number here is actually north of $90 million because it also impacts the county and thus the schools.
Lawmakers haven't introduced a bill in Raleigh yet. Clodfelter said the city needs to act to prevent that worst-case scenario before a bill forms.
I think we ought to look at this chart more not as so much as a prediction of the future, but as a motivation for action. Crank up the lobbying machine full scale.
Or, Carley said, the city will have to choose big cuts or big taxes. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.